One never goes so far he does not know where he is going. One never goes so far he does not know where he is going. Do you know where you're going in your life? Do you know what your goals are? Do you know what your program is? Do you know what your dreams are? What are you going to be when you grow up? This is the question we so often ask children. What inspires them? What sort of things delight them? And as they're growing up, as they're going to school and doing things, they change their calling, they change their interest, they change their program as they learn new ones, as they learn new desires. We've all heard the story of Tesla and how he worked with alternating current. And we all learned that he had a dream in his mind of what it was that he wanted to accomplish. He had a dream in his imagination of what he wanted to accomplish because that dream was based upon his studies. That dream was based upon his intuitive knowingness. But he was so strong in that dream that he carried out the dream to the ultimate. All of us know where we're going. We all know what we want to accomplish. Now, we may call what we want to accomplish and where we're going things that we want to do. And we may call these things very important and very wonderful and very fantastic. And as we call these things wonderful and fantastic, we have an intuitive knowingness about what they are. When a concert pianist plays the piano, he gives an interpretation to the piece that he's playing. Some great composer may have well written the music to be played in a certain way, but when the musician is playing it, he's letting his intuition, he's letting his imagination, he's letting his dream, his ideal of who and what he is come into the program that he's playing. Now, if you were to ask him beforehand, what is this program that you're going to play? What is this that you're going to do? He quite likely would not have an answer for you. He wouldn't have an answer for you because he wasn't there yet. He still is in the creative aspect of it. He's still going where he's going, but he doesn't know what he's going to do when he gets there. He doesn't know how he is going to be so delightfully imaginative in the piece of music he plays. It's just like religion. Religion uses the philosophy of a great teacher, a great leader, and the New Testament, the Bible, has been taught by ministers for thousands of years, and yet they never changed the teaching. They never change the teaching of what the master teacher has taught. Because the foundation was there. The foundation was perfect. And the master teacher knew where he was going. But do the followers, do the people who are going along these pathways know where they're going? Only if they are willing to be aware of basics. Only when we are willing to be aware of basics do we know where we're going. Now, you can say, I know where I'm going. You can say, I like me. You can say, I'm going to be myself and have fun. That's where I'm going. I'm going to be myself and have fun. But now, what does it mean to be yourself and have fun? Does a great pianist be himself and have fun playing the piano? Does a writer who is writing a book be himself and have fun? How can certain writers write such tremendous creative imaginative writing and be so eternal, be so with it for everyone who follows? When Shakespeare wrote, he wrote about many subjects that he had never experienced, but he intuitively knew them. You and I, as we live our lives, we intuitively know our lives. We intuitively live our lives and do all the things that are exciting and happy for us. Now, as we're doing these things, what are we doing? We never go so far as we don't know where we're going. We always know where we're going. And when we trust ourselves to know where we're going, what happens? What happens as we trust ourselves to know where we're going? Then we just release all bonds and let the divine in us, let the imagination in us, let the genius in us flow forth. Tesla didn't want to give up on his knowledge, on his awareness. He was an intuitive man. He was a scientist. He'd gone to school. He'd earned degrees, and he'd proved himself in the field. He knew the fields that he was interested in, and electricity was one of the most interesting things from childhood on. These things inspired him and uplifted him and made him dream even more so. Do you have dreams that you dream even more so? Do you have goals that you're following? We never go so far as we don't know where we're going, because we always know where we're going. When we listen to our inner self, we know where we're going. We can't tell other people, perhaps. We cannot perhaps describe where we are going. We cannot perhaps describe what we are achieving or wanting to do, how we want to be ourselves and have fun. We perhaps cannot describe that very well. But when we let go and let our imagination have the run of it, beautiful, fantastic, glorious things happen in our life. Beautiful, glorious, fantastic things happen in our world, and we are imaginative beyond all imagination. We are wonderful beyond all wonder. We are fantastic. We are glorious. We are truly, truly, truly amazing in every possible way. Can you be amazing in every possible way? Can you go so far that you don't know where you're going? No. You always have a pretty good idea of where you're going. And the reason that you have a pretty good idea of where you're going, because everything you do, every step you take, adds to the steps that you're going. And you're going the right direction. You're going in the most beneficial way to accomplish your dream, to accomplish your goal, to accomplish your desire for yourself. Are you willing to put the effort into it that it takes? And you say to yourself, what do you mean? The effort it takes doesn't take any effort. I just am myself and have fun, and I'm doing things that make me happy. That's great. That's great. But if you are doing something that is not making you happy, it's wise to start having it make you happy. If you're earning a living for your family and you're not happy doing the job you're doing, it's better that you find a job that will bring you happiness, that will bring you a feeling of accomplishment and success. But if you continue to do something that does not make you happy, it does not bring happiness to your family. It does not bring happiness to you. It does not make you feel good. And you say, well, Herb, you're telling us that if we are doing a job that doesn't please us, that we should get ourselves a different job? That's right. And if you go and get yourself a different job, will you be a success at it? Yes, you will. We are always a success at whatever it is that makes us happy. And we can never go too far. One never goes so far as one doesn't know where one is going. And if all of life I say to myself, I'm going to be myself and have fun, I'm going to do all the joyous things that make my life rich, rewarding, fulfilling, and fantastic, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters to me. And that's where I'm going. And that's what I'm doing in my life. That's what I'm doing in my world. Today, I proclaim this ever more diligently, ever more strongly, that I can never go so far I don't know what I'm doing. If I am not happy doing what I'm doing, I better relook at what I'm doing. if I'm not fulfilled in every beautiful way doing what I'm doing, I best look at what I'm doing, because what I'm doing is not rewarding. What I'm doing is not beneficial to me or to my world. I do not make a happy family. I do not make a happy home. I do not make a happy life if I'm not doing those things that bring happiness to me, to be myself and have fun under all circumstances. This is my choice. This is my decision. And as Mr. Tesla could not live his life without following the dreams that led him and guided him, without following the goals that drew him on. Oh, he had great plans and great programs, and people tried to scuttle his ideas and tried to stop him. But even as they offered him money for his projects, he turned them down. He said, only if I can make it come true. And the scientists who were working with him realized that that truly was what made happiness in life, was to work with your project and see it to conclusion as best you can. All of us have this wonderful gift, this wonderful blessing in our life today, to follow our dreams, and we can never go too far. We can never not realize where we're going following our dream, because our dream is whoop and wharf of who we are. It's the very fabric of our being. It's the very essence of ourself. And it's the greatest thing in the world. Know that I delight in going where I'm going, and I delight in seeing you go where you're going, because I love you. I love you. I love you.